CBS, I Am the World. I'm John Batchelor. A defector, People's Republic of China. The little we understand is that a Chinese national working for the state-owned Aviation Industry Corporation of China, a man in his 30s, connected with hypersonic missile delivery system, has defected, perhaps to Britain, perhaps to the United States. We welcome Rick Fisher. Rick is a senior fellow of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, have there been many defectors from China to the West?
Not many, Gordon, especially in high technical fields such as rocket science.
Rocket science. Now, hypersonic, is that a special class of rocket science? I remember there was a lot of flapping about when China tested, when North Korea claimed to test, when Russia claimed to test. Is hypersonic the new thing? Is this what the shiny object they're all changing, the game changer, is it? Or is it something we've known for some time, Rick?
We've known about hypersonic vehicles for decades, but it's the Chinese and the Russians that have most recently turned them into weapons. And launch secondary warheads as it descends to that target. China has this capability. The United States does not, and nor does Russia.
Gordon?
Simply came along, Dongfeng 17, a kind of extended medium-range hypersonic glide vehicle. The United States does not, and nor does Russia.
Gordon?
Rick, if we go back to the late 1960s, you have the X-15, which went more than Mach 5. And that would seem that the United States was a leader in hypersonic flight at that time. Why didn't we develop hypersonic glide vehicles, and why did we not weaponize this crucial technology?
Well, Gordon, as with the X-15, the United States did spend a great deal of resources researching hypersonic shapes. And we spent the 2000s, early 2010s, testing smaller hypersonic vehicles that could be developed into weapons. But it was not a serious pursuit. We did not view hypersonic weapons as a technology that we needed to perfect before everybody else. And the Chinese simply came along, the Russians, about the same time, and decided, yes, that this was a way of gaining advantage over American missile defenses, especially emerging missile defenses. And they have proceeded to test these weapons. The Russians and the Chinese are now deploying them.
Rick, there's a Cold War romance about this. What we're told, and I'm surprised how much detail is here, and so the first three reports are wrong. This happened in Hong Kong. It happened with British agents and a British asset in Hong Kong. The man fled for his life knowing he can't go back. This seems almost textbook 1956. Why do we have this story? Why does the agencies want us to know these things?
Well, very clearly, John, it appears that the British intelligence service, MI6, leaked the story to the Express, and it was published on January 23. Of course, we mere civilians can't confirm a story like this, but I can tell you that it's quite plausible. The aviation industries of China would definitely be working on hypersonic glide vehicle weapons. The fact that this individual mentions the Dongfeng 17 and the more recent FOBS tests adds to the credibility of the story. I certainly hope this individual is being kept safe, because it appears he has a wide access to hypersonic weapons programs and could be very informative to Western intelligence services.
Yes, the report says that he was passed over for promotion and felt resentful. And therefore, wow, Rick, this is so retro, really, the whole thing about it. It doesn't even mention cash. Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, there's been a lot of technology transfer from the United States and other countries to China, and just under the normal programs that we've had with Beijing. Have there been a significant number, or have there been any Americans, British, whomever, with significant technical knowledge that have actually defected to China?
You did have in the 1940s and early 1950s a cadre of several brilliant Chinese scientists who returned to China and then started what is today China's rocket and missile industry. That was, you know, Gan Qishen, that was a political scandal. But he had colleagues, and they returned with the up-to-date early American technical knowledge. Now, other American technology has informed China's missile program as well. The last defector, actually, that I'm aware of in the area of rocket science, was a scientist who defected probably in the early to mid-1990s and told us very interesting things about how American corporations selling solid fuel satellite kick motors have made possible practically every large Chinese solid rocket motor, especially the ICBMs that are growing in great numbers and pointed at the United States. The Chinese were not able to perfect these solid rocket motors until they obtained a working insulation technology. And that's what the American company that was selling the satellite kick motors gave the Chinese. And this defector confirmed all that.
Back in the old days, before the pandemic, Rick, you routinely went to air shows, air and space shows, air and space and weapon shows. And I remember one conversation we had where you were observing two Chinese officers staring or ogling or taking pictures of or taking notes of some piece of technology. I can't remember what it was. Were they all being watched? Were you being watched watching them? Are the PRC, do they assign state security with everyone who leaves China who has some knowledge of their programs?
Well, indeed. Arms shows, arms exhibits take place in many places around the world are simply paragons of surveillance. It's very sophisticated. You really can't see it, but it's all around you. So yes, a group of Chinese scientists that may be harassing a Russian turbofan engine are being observed for the benefit of many observers, if you will, because these countries usually share this information. It's for sale. So monitoring what the Chinese are interested in, what the Russians are interested in, is actually saleable information.
One more detail. Gordon, do you believe this report, MI6 wants us to know it? Is it credible to you? We have a few seconds.
Yes, it is, John, because I think that there is a lack of loyalty and patriotism on the part of many Chinese who have been made cynical just by the communist system.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.